our biggest value is hospitality. You will always feel welcomed and loved in Albania.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. Yes, and I am in Tirana, Albania, totally loving the experience here. Thanks to Blarina. I am stoked to introduce you to Active Albania, Blarina's company. She is an extraordinary woman in business, women in tech, women in everything. She has actually saved a significant piece of nature here in Albania. I can't wait for her to share her story with you. It has just been a gift to meet her. It's been a privilege to be able to experience Active Albania. I hope all of you will as well. I think I might even kick off the episode with her telling us how you can experience Active Albania. And let's just get started. So, Blarina, welcome.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure being here.
I know. It
was also a gift for me to meet you.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. First, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do. And then even start off after saying how people can explore more about Active Albania if they want to come here too.
Well, I'm Blarina. I'm a 31 years old young lady living in Tirana, Albania, during the weekdays. In the weekends, I'm always in the outdoors, in the middle of the nature. Since I was 14, I've started my very first rafting experience. So one day I found myself on the edge of the Osumi Canyons, which were, for the people of the Scrapa region, the canyons of demons, devils, because no one has experienced it before. And I went on a whitewater raft. And now when I go back to my memories, I cannot remember many things, but I remember my first anxiety of how am I going to deal with the rapids, how is that I'm the very first girl who is going through this experience, and I felt my blood, on my heart pounding. Yeah. And then just the first seconds, because when I was inside the canyons and I saw 150 higher rocks, they were so narrow that you can touch with both arms.
Right.
And I didn't know where to put my head first, because everywhere it was like a sculpture.
Yeah.
But done by nature.
Yeah.
And in front of me it was like a theater.
Yeah.
And I saw 8 waterfalls. It was like my lifetime adventure. And since then, I've been all the time on the river.
You should see Blarina's eyes when she's in nature. She's having a love affair with nature. So much so that you saved nature. Tell us about how you utilized social media and technology to legitimately save a significant part of Albania from being destroyed.
It's true. On the early beginnings of 2018, we found some pipelines on the edge of the Sumer River. And we saw there a sign that it was going to be built, 3 hydropowers in the area. And they wanted to took away 2 of the main most important waterfalls. So they wanted to change the stream of the river. And it was just like a shock, because we were doing our daily activity there. It was very difficult to manage the situation, because we were in a phase that all the concession contracts were signed, and we were thinking what to do. But thanks to God, due also to all the supporters that have been in the river with us, people like you that experience and love the outdoors, and only through social media we made able to for a week to have such a huge campaign on the media, why you should protect the canyon, people posting protect the Osumi canyons, posting short videos, their rafting experiences, their river hiking experience. And then I felt the strength of technology, how it can help you and support you to achieve or to win your battles. And it was a clean social media and online campaign that made our prime minister and our government to cancel the contract and to say that, yes, we had all information about the situation. And thanks to the information that we gave through all our supporters, we created this network, virtual network. We won this case.
And one of the things, I will include the video in the show notes, so make sure to send me the video. It's an extraordinary video on how they did this. But in the video, at one point, it talks about, like, I don't remember the words it used, but why would you destroy the waterfall of love? Mm-hmm. And how did you say it in the video?
This is the waterfall of love, and we cannot destroy it for a small hydropower that we don't know even know if it produces energy at all. So, it is in the Osumi Canyons is this waterfall of love, where now it is a tradition that everyone that comes, mostly couples, they give a kiss there, and it is a kiss of eternal youth and love. So everyone that wants to have an eternal love should come and should give or get a kiss under this waterfall.
And you've in the last few months, you've had at least 2,000 tourists come through the canyons. Is that right?
We have in the last year 17,000 tourists.
17,000.
Yes, coming to the Osumi Canyons in Skrapar and in the wild Vjosa River, which is the blue heart of Europe. It is the last wild river of Europe, so it flows free from the Greece, the Pindus Mountains, to the sea. And there were tourists who just don't come for rafting, river hiking, kayaking, hydrospeed, water activities that we do, but also for sightseeing, for a hike, for mountain cycling. So I have seen myself the strength of transformation of a total area who was lost, totally rural, not connection, either roads, so infrastructure connection. And now all the life of the community, after developing adventure travel, is being changed. So more jobs for young women and youngsters, local guides, more new hotels, restaurants. So there is hope back in the community to stay and to live there, not to just immigrate and go abroad.
Yeah, what I love about what Blarina is doing, along with her sister and her family, is it's not just about having an adventure company, which I do encourage you to check out. Active Albania. Is it activealbania.al or
.com?
So activealbania.com. I personally went on a river hike. I've gone kayaking. I've gone bird watching. It's wow. It's really worth it, and it's wow. The guides like to say that it's kind of like a mini Grand Canyon. It's pretty wow. And so, but what I love about it is and what I've discovered in being here, it's not just tourism. It's It's really about improving the economy of a city where otherwise they wouldn't have as many opportunities, which is really fascinating to me. In the work that Blarina and her family has done, they have legitimately improved the ecosystem in a variety of cities in Albania and been able to provide locals employment opportunities they wouldn't have had otherwise. So again, to stimulate growth so that the community feels motivated to stay and continue to develop the city rather than leaving their cities for other places in the world. And so it's not just about tourism. It's about a better life for our country as a whole. And she's being really specific about how she's growing Active Albania to make sure that it can continue to empower communities with the right kind of tourism, with the right kind of customer service. I have told her a million times now how impressed I was with her team in their customer experience. I mean, as an American, customer experience is so important, and it's something that's missing all around the world, and they've really mastered it with Active Albania. I mean, I felt extremely comfortable and taken care of in the whole process. Yeah.
Well, our mission is transforming lives by celebrating the best of Albania. So we find tourism, and mostly adventure tourism, as a mean to improve our lives so that people can be proud of their cultural heritage, of their customs,
yeah,
of their national heritage.
Yeah.
And I think that what you experience, it is not just our big efforts to do better services, to improve always, but Albania, it's different from the other countries of the region, because our biggest value is hospitality. You will always mm-hmm. feel welcomed and loved in Albania. You will find people in very poor areas who maybe they don't have so much in materials means, but they have a huge heart, and they will always open your door to their house to give you the best they have and to start to talk about their beautiful landscape. So in a phase that everyone wants to improve their life, I think that tourism is the win-win
yeah.
industry that makes people make a better life, but in the meantime, sustainable tourism to experience, but in the same time preserve and promote what we have, is the solution to have economic growth
yeah.
in our country.
I think one important thing for us to talk about, and it's something I wasn't aware of, I mean, like most of you, you have probably seen the movie Taken. I love Liam Neeson. I saw the movie Taken, but I did not recall that the bad guys were Albanian. So I had no fear in going to Albania. It just wasn't on my list of places to go. And, you know, I'm so thankful that Swiss EP, which is an organization that has been powering the celebrating women in tech here in the Balkan region. And if it wasn't for Swiss EP, I probably wouldn't have been in Albania. But I hear now that I've been here that a lot of people think that there's a bunch of terrorists in Albania because of this movie. So what Blarina is saying about hospitality, it is so true. Like if the only thing that you'll be taken by is the love from the people. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's really like here in Albania? Are there scary bad guys?
No, it is quite the opposite. Yeah. And it is true that due to our past story, we have been a very isolated country under communism. People don't have many information about what happens in Albania. Or in any case, they have created a wrong stereotype, like from the movie Taken
yeah.
or other moments talking about
yeah.
Albania. So what tourists find is quite the opposite. And this is why they are so, wow, this country is so small, but that you can find in every step you walk, beautiful culture, beautiful nature, interesting lifestyle, very huge mountains,
yeah.
lakes, rivers, everything that flow wild
yeah.
and so untamed.
Yeah.
And they say that we have seen experiences like this only on the movies. So we never thought we will go through ourselves into such a wild, authentic experience.
Yeah.
And this is why we strongly believe for adventure travelers.
Yeah.
Because maybe we are not the most luxury country in investment and infrastructure. You will not find big resorts in Albania.
Right.
You don't find full exclusive services.
You don't find big resorts in Albania yet.
Yes.
It's gonna go that way.
I don't know. I am not looking for to go that way. I don't know.
So you guys have to come to Albania before that happens.
Hopefully it will not happen soon. But you have to come to Albania to experience the adventures,
yeah.
to meet the local peoples, to go into remote areas, in rural
yeah.
villages, to experience amazing landscapes,
yeah.
to meet warmth and welcoming people,
yeah.
and to make Albanians and our decision making understand that we should be pristine, and we should respect our nature, and we should respect the environment, because it is not worth it to be a bad or good example of another country, but we can just stay like we are and to spread the profits to the local community.
Right.
This is very important for us, because we have, I'm from Berat, which is a UNESCO protected site, and we have very artisans who work on stone, on woods, who did or painters.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm afraid that they will not pass this art to their kids because they don't see the profits.
Yeah.
So their kids just go to study for law or economy.
Right,
or
right.
Like this. But if there are more and more tourists who love authentic, who love handmade,
yeah.
who love special things and experiences,
right.
they are more open to pass this heritage to the young generation.
Yeah.
This is why I believe to the tourism that gives back to the local community. And this is why I say that adventure travels, who combines nature, culture, through an physical activity,
yeah.
is our best traveler.
Yeah. I mean, your story is, it's wow. I think in any country it would be wow. And I am enamored by the love affair that you have with nature. And I'm so grateful, as I said in the beginning, that I was able to experience it and to experience your hospitality both as a country and as active Albania. I'm so thoroughly impressed with your team. And I can't wait to see what you continue to do. To find out more about Active Albania and Blarina, where can people go?
ActiveAlbania.com. And I'd like to thank you, because due to people like you, we have the possibility to grow and to understand more how the technology develops. And through programs like Swiss EP, we become stronger and we have a stronger voice. So thank you for coming, visiting us, sharing your opinion with us, and you will be always welcomed in Albania.
Thank you. One last question before we wrap up. Is what is your favorite tech tool, app, website?
Well, actually, we are in the very first steps in Albania. So we are trying to be the first e-commerce outdoor company in Albania.
Yeah.
And we are exploring for all the apps or tools that travelers want. So
yeah.
thanks to you, we have discovered lots, but I think sharing Instagram pictures,
Instagram,
I think this
yeah.
is the most powerful right now in the traveler market.
Nice. Cool. Well, thank you so much for spending time with the Women in Tech podcast. If you guys want to connect with more incredible women in tech around the world, remember to go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight to the Facebook group. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Bye.
Bye. This is Blerina Augo, the founder of Active Albania, which is the first outdoor e-commerce portal that connects local businesses through adventure traveler experience. I am based in Tirana and you're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what Swiss EP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, and you get to meet really amazing people here, and not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and ecosystem facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.